And it sounds like, Mike, if I can throw my vantage point, I mean, it sounds like you're down with that. I mean, instead of being kind of resentful about it or maybe having an attitude like, you know, but look at me, man, I can hit. You're embracing the whole thing and trying to be the best complete player that you can be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not just trying to be a hitter. I mean, I'm trying to be an all-around player. So, I mean, it kind of stinks. You know, I'm trying to get this catching thing together. It is what it is right now. I'm trying to make myself better, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
When you say it stinks, I know, Mike, you've been working on your throws to second base with the running game, and you're trying to find a comfort level. Is that, you know, kind of the main thing that's kind of bugging you right now, or is it just you know?
Yeah, it's a little frustrating. I mean, I tell you the truth, my arm's never felt as good as, I mean, in 2 years. It feels the best it has, you know, right now. I mean, just trying to get back to my rhythm and just being able to do it. I just got to put it together. I mean, today was a little rough day, but, you know, I felt like I got something out of it and figured a couple things out.
That's good. So you feel like you're getting closer?
Yeah.
All right. Mike Napoli with us here on AM 830. Hey, Mike, let's talk about the rest of the team. John Lackey, Sean Figgins, Vladdy, Darren Oliver, they're all gone. What's it been like this spring without those guys around, and maybe in a different way, what's it like now with the group that you have?
It was a little weird at the beginning, you know, not seeing them guys in there. And, you know, I mean, I like our team now. We got a great group of guys. I mean, the chemistry in there is good. We all mess around with each other. And, you know, when we get out to the field, we all get after it. So, I mean, you know, we're going to miss Vlad, Lack, you know, Figgy, and Dio. I mean, they're a big part of our success. And, you know, but, you know, some people are going to have to step up and make this thing happen.
It's got to be weird, though, thinking about Lackey in that Red Sox uniform, especially with all that you guys have been through with that team the last few years.
It's yeah, it's weird. It's going to be pretty weird, but you know what? We're going to have to get after him, and, you know, it'll be fun.
Well, Mike, love the pitching staff, as I'm sure you do. Love the fact that with the starting five, I mean, every night, you guys are not, you're not going to just have a chance to win. I mean, you're going to have a very good, legit chance to win with those five.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's pretty exciting. I mean, I love our staff, even our bullpen. I mean, we got a lot of hard throwers now, and, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, it's going to be a tougher division this year, but, you know, we expect to win, and we love our team.
And Mike, do you agree with me? I mean, I've been saying all spring and even during the offseason, you know, with all the talk about John being gone and who's going to be the ace and who's going to be the number one guy, that's a nice little piece of motivation for that group, you know, to kind of show people, hey, you don't think we have a number one? We'll show you number one.
No. Oh, definitely. I mean, all them guys have potential to be a number one. So, I mean, it's going to be whoever's going to step up and bring in. I think all five guys are, you know, have the mindset of going out there and being a number one. So, I mean, it's going to be exciting. We're all, you know, me and Jeff are excited about catching these guys. And, I mean, I just can't wait for the season to start.
Hey, one other rotation question, Mike. You've worked with Scott Kazmir quite a bit. I know he made his debut yesterday. He's also been working on a new grip for his slider. I think he only threw it once yesterday. But how's that working for him, and how much of a difference do you think that'll make if he can get that slider the way that he wants it to?
I mean, it's going to be a big pitch for him. I mean, he's going to have to be able to control it and be able to throw it right. I mean, I caught his bullpen before his start, and you know, he threw a couple good ones, and it seemed like he started to get a little good feel for it. So, I mean, it's going to be a huge pitch for him, and, you know, he's going to need it to be successful.
Nice, no doubt. And, hey, Mike, looking at the bullpen, I mean, just absolutely loaded. Absolutely loaded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I got to catch Tito today, or Fuentes today. I mean, he threw the ball well. Stokes, I mean, that guy throws hard. He has a good slider, and, I mean, Bolger, I didn't get to catch him today, but he went out there and you know, threw well. So I mean, it's going to be pretty exciting. But with I also caught Shields today. He had a little rough start, but I got through the inning, and it's going to be exciting. We're happy.
And with Fuentes specifically, Mike, is there a noticeable difference with him this spring as opposed to a year ago?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it seems like he has a lot more confidence with his off speed. I mean, he was throwing his changeup for strikes today and threw a couple good sliders. So, I mean, if he's able to do that, he should be on track.
And Rodney, who came over from the Tigers, I know he just made his debut yesterday. But what do you think of his stuff so far?
I caught him in the bullpen. It was pretty fun. I mean, he's real easy to catch, but he has great stuff. I mean, it's a Bugs Bunny changeup, and he throws pretty hard. But it's so exciting for us. I mean, as catchers, being able to catch these guys and just be loaded and know whoever comes in is just going to be able to shut people down.
Very nice. All right. Hey, Mike, last question for you, and I really appreciate the time, especially after playing today. I know these are long days for you guys, so thank you. Just talking about the big picture, and you brought it up. You want to get that ring. You took the Yankees to 6 in the ALCS. That was a weird series with the weather and everything else, but you came close. Is that something now here in the spring? Is that something you guys talk about at all? Does that kind of set the tone for the season when you come up short the way that you guys did, coming into this season? Does that carry over at all?
We all know that we're a good team, and starting from day one in spring training, we come out and work on our drills, and we kind of get ourselves ready to win every day. You know, it's not like we're sitting in there saying we're going to win the World Series right now. You know, we try to prepare ourselves now to win games and go to get to the stretch and just be in a situation to be in the playoffs and then go from there. So I mean, we're working hard now to become a team and just focus on winning every day.
All right. Well, hey, Mike, we're looking forward to it. Less than 3 weeks to go now until opening night here at the Big A. Can't wait. Best of luck. I know, like I said, you guys are working hard, long days, but we're really looking forward to it. Best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll see you when you get back.
I appreciate it. Can't wait.
All right, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right.
Mike Napoli, Angels catcher, with us here on AM 830, getting ready for the start of the season, which is amazingly going to be here less than 3 weeks.